This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, after the Chiefs win, we normally mock the opposition by reading their Reddit page. We got to be consistent. We got to have consistent energy on this day. We'll get back to your phone calls, 913-586-7965. But first, we're going to take this phone call from Ryan Edwards of KOA in Denver, Colorado, to talk about who are soon to be the 2025 AFC West champion, Denver Broncos. Ryan, how you doing today, my man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing good, man. What's been the sentiment? What's been the feeling in Denver after the win yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big win. I mean, you guys know that. The Chiefs are that kind of team. They demand that kind of respect. They've been the dominant team in the league. I mean, we talk about, you know, dynasty. I think maybe early on in the process, you wondered how they would sort of measure up against other dynasties. And the Chiefs have obviously exceeded, I think, many people's expectations. And I don't think they're done by any stretch. But, yeah, I mean, it was a game where you knew the Chiefs were going to be desperate to get in here and get that win because that would keep them in the range for the division. And the Broncos just were able to match them from the very beginning. I thought that the crowd was great from, you know, back here in the studio. Of course, I'm doing the pre and post game, but it sounded like through the radio, the crowd was really great. You could see the camera shaking on the TV. And yeah, I mean, the fans are fired up. I mean, this was a measuring stick kind of moment for the team. A lot of people around the league and fans have been saying a lot of bad things about this Broncos team and not believing that they're legit. And I think that this one legitimizes them a little bit, I think.
I think it also legitimizes Bo Nix in a lot of ways. I was critical of him last week. If you look at the numbers, he was 29th in completion percentage, 29th in yards per attempt. He made a couple of big throws, especially in that fourth quarter, to help secure a Broncos win.
He really did, yeah, and the deep ball was working a little better than it has been. It's one of those things, like, a multiple things can be true conversation had to be had about Bo Nix, because in one hand, yeah, you look at some of the EPA numbers, the advanced analytics, they're not pretty. It's not pretty. Now, he was, like, top five in passing touchdowns, but again, that's like well, what about the rest of it? And you could just do from the eye test even and say it wasn't good enough. But he was somehow, and they are somehow, just this unbelievable team in the fourth quarter. And he's atop many ranks when you just take the fourth quarter. Now, some will say that's not enough, but it is enough to go on at that point a 7-game win streak and then now an 8-game win streak. They have the best point differential in the fourth quarter of any team in the NFL. That's a real stat. And so in the end, is he a part of that equation? Absolutely. Are they still carried a lot by their defense? Absolutely. So again, multiple things can be true in this entire conversation. And I think that's actually fueled them because they still haven't played their best football and they know it.
Right now, we're talking to Ryan Edwards of KOA in Denver, getting the Broncos' perspective on yesterday's game. I don't think that we give enough credit to the mental side of sports that, you know, there was a stretch there with the Chiefs where every game going into the fourth quarter, if it was close, you just knew the Chiefs were going to make one or two plays that ended up being the difference in the game. One thing that really stood up to me, and I think this has just been built up over what they've done so far this season, is, man, the Broncos carried themselves like, we know we're better than Kansas City, and we're going to prove it, especially once that game got close late. This game was about Denver making the plays, not Kansas City.
I completely agree. And usually the Chiefs, at least from my view as covering the Broncos, usually the Chiefs are the ones that wait for teams to either make a mistake or they have that internal belief that they're going to find a way or somebody's going to make a play. And, of course, last year, you know, 12-0 on one-score games sort of tells that story. Meanwhile, the Broncos were 1-6 in those kinds of games, and this year they're 7-2. So there's a mindset to it, as you guys know. There's a bit of a, like I said, it's beyond belief. It's just sort of, you just kind of have to say, okay, you stay present in the moment. And there are moments. I mean, even there with the 3rd and 15, and he has a 20-yard completion to Courtland Sutton, that's a moment, I think, in the last 5-10 years, Broncos don't make that play. And they end up punting it back to Patrick Mahomes, and of course he does what he always does, which is drive the length of the field. They get the game-winning field goal or something along those lines, and we just expected that. I think the entire NFL community expected that to happen, but instead he ripped that pass to Courtland Sutton, and then they end up moving down and kicking the field goal, and that's just kind of how this team has really operated this season. And they know that. They know that they can do that. So it's like no matter what happens, and I think, you know, certain moments have happened. The Giants game was an example where, hey, you didn't score for the first three quarters, and then you scored 33 points in the fourth quarter. Like, after you do something like that, there's just this like, hey, man, it really doesn't matter what's going on. We just need to find a way to make one more play, and you need to look up, and you're going to win a lot of games that way.
Right now, we're talking to Ryan Edwards. If you want to call in, we'll take calls after we're done talking to Ryan. 913-586-7965 if you want to chime in with what happened yesterday against the Denver Broncos. Ryan, what did you make of Sean Payton's conversation at halftime with Tracy Wolfson, where he said that Kansas City was essentially a first-half team? What did you make of what Sean Payton said?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. I mean, maybe that's something to do with the fact that the, you know, 0-4, now 0-5 in one score games, just not really closing like we're used to seeing with Kansas City. I mean, you can't say that about them historically, right? That's kind of impossible. But there was something about them, the way that they've kind of been in some of these games and the way they haven't been able to close these one score games, that maybe in his mind, it's like, look, we're a fourth quarter team. We like our chances right now being all tied up with this team and not trailing by anything. You know, things hadn't gone perfect for the Broncos, certainly in the first half, but that's kind of the story of the season for the Broncos. They aren't a first-half team, right? They are more of a late third into the fourth quarter team, and that's when they put the clamps down, whether it's on the offense or defense. And they actually had some nice contributions from special teams yesterday, which has been a bit of a headache for us out here. But that was my takeaway from that. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, my takeaway was I thought Sean Payton was saying once that the Chiefs get past their scripted plays, we feel like we match up really well against them. Mm. I also think it's what you said as well. They've been so good in the second half that, hey, we feel like we got the advantage in the second half against any team in the National Football League. And
right.
He called his shot. I mean, he said that. And then in the second half, I mean, Denver made the play. You mentioned it. 3rd and 15, the 20-yard pass. A 3rd and 5, another completion. The strike down the middle of the field to Troy Franklin. Like, this game was about Bo Nix making plays and Patrick Mahomes making one of the more critical mistakes of Kansas City's season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, that interception to Jaquan was, he is pressing. Honestly, I mean, that was my view of it. I don't know what you guys are saying out there, but at that moment, it was a third and long. So that, a lot of people press. We just don't usually see Patrick Mahomes press. That's not something I think a lot of us are used to seeing. And you're seeing a little bit of it this year. Now, is that a trend that's going to last for the remainder of the year? Is that a trend that's going to last even beyond that? I doubt it. He has enough sort of stockpile goodwill and in what we believe of his talent, and he's arguably the best player ever to play in the NFL. I still think that's a legitimate conversation, but it was a weird moment because when the best players do things like that, stuff that you would see, I don't know, like new quarterbacks in the league do, you'd be like, all right, well, what were you seeing there? Because that really wasn't open. That wasn't an option for you, yet you tried to make that play. So kind of weird deal, and of course he got bailed out a little bit on that pick six, but maybe he saw that there was going to be a flag and he just kind of threw it away. I don't know, but it was a weird game overall from Patrick Mahomes, and I think it's kind of indicative of the season. It's been kind of a weird season for him, and I'm a big fan, but yeah, it's been off at times.
Last two questions here, Ryan, and we appreciate your time. Do you consider Denver now to be the favorite in the AFC?
I think that it's so wide open that you could make that argument. I mean, their defense is going to keep them in a lot of games. I mean, the offense is clearly not, operating as high level as some of the elites in the league. I mean, Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns yesterday. And last year they got absolutely embarrassed by the Buffalo Bills in the first round. Now, I think that was important for them to see that, to see what playoff football kind of looks like as an important building block. And I do think it fueled them coming into this year. So I don't think it would be the same exact deal, but when you have a guy on the other side that could do things like that, and you're going to see those kinds of players, those kinds of quarterbacks in the postseason, that's still the goal. You're going to get through some regular season games. You got Washington coming up after the bye. You got the Raiders again. You'll probably find a way to get to 11 wins pretty quickly. But the reality of it is like, even if you get the first seed or second seed, whatever it ends up being, you're going to see better competition that knows what it's like to play in the playoffs. And as a result of that, what's your next step? And, they've been able to sort of escape some of these moments. You can't escape in the postseason, not really. So I'd say favorite, yes, only because of how open the AFC is. But simultaneously, they've got so many things to clean up. But I think that fuels them, so that's a good thing.
Last thing here, the division conversation is over, in my opinion, in Kansas City. I don't think there's any reason to talk about it. You are too far back. And this Broncos team, they're going to win 12 or 13 games. I just don't think that's where the Chiefs are going to be this season. But when you look at Kansas City, are you seeing a playoff team? Because I would say at least the tone and temperament in Kansas City is in question for a lot of people if this team is even playing in January this year.
I still see a playoff team. I still think too well coached. You still have one of those guys at quarterbacks. You still have a Hall of Famer at tight end. And I'm a huge Rashee Rice fan. So I still think that you have enough there. But it's going to be interesting here, right? You got the Colts coming up. You've got the Texans still on the schedule. That's obviously a really tough defense. These are important games because you got some tiebreakers that's going to matter. And you already, the biggest obstacle now for me is you got to basically leapfrog teams like Jacksonville and Buffalo because you've already lost to them. So I think talent-wise, absolutely a playoff team, but the math might work against the Chiefs down the stretch if they can't win a couple of these games.
That is Ryan Edwards joining us on the show. He's with KOA in Denver, giving you the perspective of what looks like is going to be the champion in the AFC West this year. Ryan, man, look forward to catching up with you closer to Christmas time, my man.
Anytime, man. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.